Is using deodorant safe? Thanks for asking. In May 2022, a 14-year-old girl, Georgia Green, died from inhaling deodorant. The teenager, who was on the autistic spectrum, liked to spray deodorant on her blankets, and she found the smell comforting.
The smell of it gave her a certain sense of relaxation,
said her father for the BBC. Sadly, her cause of death was found to be unascertained, but consistent with the inhalation of aerosol. And although it's not common, she's not alone. According to the Office of National Statistics, ONS, deodorant was mentioned on 11 death certificates between 2001 and 2020, though it's likely that the actual number of deaths are higher than this due to the fact that specific substances are not always mentioned on death certificates.
What is dangerous in deodorant?
Aerosol deodorants are so much part of our everyday life that it's easy to think that they're completely harmless. However, butane, which is the main ingredient of Georgia's deodorant, has been recorded as being involved in 324 deaths between 2001 and 2020, while propane and isobutane, which were also in her deodorant, have also been mentioned in 123 and 38 deaths respectively.
Inhaling large quantities of aerosols, not just deodorants, can lead to a whole host of life-endangering scenarios, from blackouts and breathing difficulties to heart rhythm changes and, sadly, death.
Said Ashley Martin, a public health advisor at the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents, for the BBC.
Why are people not being made aware of the danger?
All aerosols are legally required to have "keep out of the reach of children" printed on them, and many also have warnings saying solvent abuse can kill instantly, though it's not a legal requirement. They must also have instructions on how to use them. For example, they might say use in a well-ventilated space. Georgia's parents would like the warning to be more explicit and to read "solvent use can kill instantly," as Georgia was not abusing deodorant.
Should we stop using aerosol deodorants?
No, deodorant is useful and necessary. If you're concerned, however, you could change to a roll-on deodorant or one made from natural ingredients. Otherwise, be sure to take the manufacturer's warning seriously and use them with care in a ventilated space, and be especially careful that young people are aware of the dangers of aerosols. The British Aerosol Manufacturers Association said in a statement,
"We also recommend applying a number of additional warnings and usage instructions beyond those required by regulation, and continue to review these to encourage the safe use of aerosols."
There you have it. Now you know if using deodorant is safe. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along, and you really will know for sure.